The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Mardi Gras edition.
Mardi Gras. Everyone's drunk. Good morning, 810, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Folks, don't forget, coming up here at this hour, a huge announcement coming up in just a little bit. It's a badass announcement. Mm-hmm. That's the only tease we can give you right now, but that's coming up in just a little bit, so make sure you stay tuned so you don't miss out on this huge badass announcement coming your way.
Yeah, don't blow it.
Yeah, you're going to blow your mind. Blown. Right now, though, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
They're badass over there. Mm-hmm. Smith Indoor Garden Center. We love them. Let's see. There's two that I really want to do.
Okay.
Let's do it. We're going to do this one.
Okay.
Because it involves fire.
In Florida?
This was in Florida. Yes, it was.
Oh, big surprise.
In your what the Florida today.
Yeah.
There's a 75-year-old guy named John King who was at the hospital in New Smyrna Beach? Smyrna Beach, Florida. He was there for respiratory failure over the weekend, and he felt like the nurses were ignoring him when he asked them to bring him his clothes.
Hey! Leave my clothes! I'm naked over here!
So, to get their attention, he lit his hospital bed on fire.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wasn't attached to it, was he?
No, I didn't think he was off it. That obviously did get the nurse's attention, mainly when the 84-year-old guy who John was sharing the hospital room with yelled to them, quote, "This mother effer in here lit his bed on fire! I can't breathe!" Fortunately, one of the nurses put out the fire with the fire extinguisher and no one was hurt, but the bed was completely destroyed. The staff caught John trying to escape on the elevator and held him up until the cops got there. He was arrested for felony arson.
Can't be lighting beds on fire.
There's his mugshot.
Jeez, like, man.
It's like a methed out Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, seriously, though. He does. Yeah, he looks like he'd light a bed on fire.
He kind of looks like the guy from... House of 1,000 Corpses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he kind of look like the old guy?
Captain Spaulding.
Yeah, right there.
He does.
He's like a mix between Wilford Brimley
Captain
Spaulding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely a guy that's going to light a hospital bed on fire to get attention.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Well, so he thought he would get him out of the hospital or get his clothes or what?
Yeah, yeah. So he wanted his clothes. They weren't giving him enough attention, so he lit his bed on fire.
He sets it on fire.
Have you ever lit anything on fire to get a... attention?
Yeah. My parents' house.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
My parents don't love me enough. No. I'm going to show them. You did.
Oh, man.
You burnt their house down just to get attention.
Uh-huh.
Everybody look at me.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Now that I have your attention.
No. Listen.
There's something I'd like to say. We're out of milk. You could have just told us that.